Fred Film Radio, educational.
Fred Film Radio, this is Accessible Cinema, your show dedicated to media accessibility, and I'm Francesca Raffi. It's a real pleasure for me to be here with Elena Di Giovanni, Associate Professor of English Translation at the University of Macerata. Elena, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Elena, first of all, tell us more about yourself. How and why did you become so involved in media accessibility?
I don't know. No, yes, I think I know. I think it all started in 2007 with a conference that I attended in Barcelona. And then there was an opportunity for me to join a European project that was called Digital Television for All. And I was asked to take care of a project on audio description for Italy. And I didn't know anything about audio description. So I started doing research with a team from the project. And I started immediately thinking of ways to apply all of this to some kind of practice. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started. I have to say I've been mainly involved in research concerning the blind and, well, the visually impaired, not so much the hearing impaired. So that's more or less my field so far.
The definition of media accessibility has changed over the years. What is your own definition of media accessibility?
That's a good question. I see accessibility as a very broad term, more and more. Well, first of all, we've moved from thinking of media accessibility as something that is confined to people with impairments to whatever service, whatever language service, but also non-linguistic service helps people to enjoy a performance, any form of entertainment, any media text. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about translations, I'm talking about touch tours, mm-hmm. I'm talking about audio description and everything, surtitles, subtitles, and even more. I can see a lot of hybridity today in terms of text types, mm-hmm. which is good. And I can see, and I really like it, and it's one of our main interests in research, I can see more and more involvement of the end users mm-hmm. that are no longer just end users sitting and enjoying a show with an accessible track or service. They are actually more and more involved in the active production of their own services.
Okay, so speaking of involvement of people, how do you try to think from the user's perspective?
Well, I think a key element when it comes to this is learning from the end users mm-hmm. themselves, especially if we are talking about special sections of the audience, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the visually impaired, for example, or the hearing impaired. So I think we have to learn from them. And when we set up a service, a new one or even an old one, I always recommend that we sit and talk to them and get them involved in producing something that is actually what they want and need.
For them.
It's always a bit difficult because you never know if those people that you are getting involved or, you know, you're asking for help are neutral. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they're biased in their own way. So you have to learn how to cope with different mm-hmm. types of end users also. And I really believe in participation, which means to me being involved, both sides, end users and producers, mm-hmm. together in the actual creation of whatever access service.
Okay, so speaking of non-academic context and media accessibility, could you please tell us more about the Macerata Opera Festival?
The Macerata Opera Festival is very dear to me. It's like a baby that I've seen grow over the years. The whole experience started in 2008, and it was one of the very first in Italy. And it's been evolving since. We've been adding services. We've been inviting more people to join us. And for this year, we are going to have three accessible days, full accessible days. And over 3 days, we're expecting about 200 blind people and 50 deaf people. We started with a program for the deaf just last year, whereas for the blind, we've been offering services for 10 years. The services that we offer are thematic touch tours and audio description, audio introduction, which is made available before the performance.
What is the difference between audio introduction and audio description?
Yeah, good point. Audio introduction helps you understand the full production, the production and the show that is going to be on stage, by telling you about the settings, the costumes, the context for the production. So all the basic information. Audio description is what comes afterwards, with short descriptions that come during the performance itself. And for the deaf, we're going to have sign language tours, assistive listening that is provided for them, and then they also have surtitles for all the performances. And so we are expecting more and more deaf people this year and the next year too, possibly.
Okay, so we started our interview with the definition of media accessibility, and now my last question is, how do you imagine the future in terms of media accessibility?
I imagine it as being more and more pervasive. Hopefully, it should become something that we don't need to emphasize or highlight or talk about so much, because it's part and parcel of media production, or you know, theater, opera, or film production. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, we will be targeting more and more special sections of the audience, mm-hmm. even in terms of disabilities. For example, and I'm thinking about, for example, the visually impaired. There should be more and more attention, for example, to what is needed by children, mm-hmm. Different types of blind children, possibly. So I want to see a positive future for music. For media accessibility, and positive for me means more and more pervasive, more and more standardized, more and more something that you don't need to push and advocate for, and something that is for everyone, mm-hmm. really.
Okay, so thank you very much to Elena Di Giovanni, Associate Professor of English Translation at the University of Macerata, for taking the time to share her experience with us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much to all of you. This is Accessible Cinema on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.